The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Climate Crisis. We are lucky to live on a diverse and beautiful planet, and our future generations deserve the same. But climate change is jeopardizing our way of life and our planet's future. As a researcher, I am convinced that climate change is real and it is a major threat to life on our planet. Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Climate Crisis. We are already halfway to our 10-part series, and in this fifth episode, I will be discussing natural disasters. Scientists have long been able to establish a convincing link between climate change and long-term patterns such as rising sea levels and temperatures, and now they have also demonstrated how climate change affects and worsens natural disasters. In today's episode, I will be discussing how climate change affects and worsens heat waves, droughts, fires, storms, and floods. So first, let's start with extreme heat waves. So what is a heat wave? A heat wave is a period of usually hot weather, typically lasting for 2 or more days. With rising temperature due to climate change, extreme heat waves are expected to become longer, more frequent, and more severe. According to the National Wildlife Federation, a recent study found that in less than 20 years, millions of people in the US could be exposed to dangerous, off-the-chart heat waves of 127 degrees Fahrenheit or more. If emissions continue to grow, 74% of the world's population will be exposed to heat waves hot enough to kill. Recently, in July 2019, two heat waves broke temperature records across the continent. The World Meteorological Organization concluded that the heat waves carry the signature of man-made climate change. According to the group, climate change made the record-breaking year 30 times more likely, and that without intervention, the continent will experience this every other year by 2050. Heat waves have a great impact in Southern California as well, where they have become more often, severe, and long-lasting over the last 5 decades. According to the Washington Post, by 2050, Los Angeles is expected to have an average of 22 excessive heat days per year, up from 6 days between 1980 and 2000. Heat waves are the largest cause of weather-related mortality in the United States, with over 600 people dying each year. Even in healthy persons, extreme heat can aggravate existing health problems and induce heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Many health issues and deaths caused by heat waves can be avoided. People can, for example, study the symptoms of heat illness, drink extra water when it's hot outside, and stay cool with light clothing, showers, and air conditioning if available. Individuals can also make their homes more energy efficient, which would require less energy for heating and cooling. Alright, now let's move on to droughts. Increased temperatures can reduce rainfall by causing subtropical high-pressure systems to grow in strength and size. Pressure systems prevent moisture from traveling higher up in the atmosphere, where it can condense and produce rain or snow, resulting in a drought. Studies show that with climate change, the time in between drought is likely to become shorter than the time the land will need to recover from them. A severe and widespread heat wave in 2012 sparked a catastrophic drought that drained the moisture from practically all of the United States. The drought, which was defined by little snowfall in the winter, insufficient rain in the warm seasons, and suffocating heat in the summer, cost the United States as much as $150 billion, according to a report by the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. The prolonged drought in the American West, the region's worst, scientists say, in at least 1,200 years, has been helping to spark wildfires earlier in the year. Wildfires are also one of the natural disasters that has been worsening due to climate change. Warming and drying caused by climate change is related to an increase in wildlife frequency, size, intensity, and severity. The fires are more catastrophic and the fire seasons are longer. Climate change increases wildlife fire risk. Earlier spring snowmelt, higher temperatures in spring, summer, and fall, and increases in evapotranspiration have extended the period in which forests and other habitats become burnable. In recent years, there has been an increase in devastating fires around the world, ravaging the American West, vast areas of Australia, and even the Arctic. The images from these fires have been a grim icons of this era of unsettled human-nature relations, with cities glowing under orange skies, smoke around tourist spots and heritage sites, and woodland animals badly injured and killed. Wildfires release large quantities of carbon in the atmosphere when they burn, sometimes shifting forests from natural carbon sinks to net sources of atmospheric carbon. When land cannot recover between more frequent and intense fires, new forest growth cannot offset emissions. According to the National Wildlife Federation, fires are estimated to release around 290 million metric tons of carbon dioxide annually, further fueling climate change. According to the United Nations, because of climate change, the danger of highly destructive fires globally might grow up by 57% by the end of the century if emissions are not reduced and the Earth continues to heat up. The risk will not be evenly distributed. Some areas will likely witness more fire activity while others may see less. According to Douglas Kelly, a researcher at the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology, the increase in burning is expected to be especially high in locations like the Arctic, Russia, and North America's northern regions because they are already warming more faster than the rest of the world. Wildfires may become more common in more temperate parts of the United States and Asia. As carbon dioxide levels rise, it helps plants flourish, resulting in more vegetation to feed fires. The deadly wildfires in California are the most recent example of already bad natural disaster that are getting worse. I'm sure most of us living here in California have seen the orange skies and smelled the smoke and seen the ashes on top of our cars. Every year, wildfires range across California, but their severity is increasing due to factors fueled by climate change. The state's usual wildfire season has been doubled due to higher temperatures and less precipitation, extending the autumn dates with ideal conditions for wildfire ignition. In the year 2020, according to LA Times, some 8,000 wildfires have burned at least 3.6 million acres and killed 26 people in California while destroying more than 6,600 buildings. Wildfires also have many health effects. For example, smoke from wildfires, which can travel thousands of miles, is associated with increased premature deaths, hospitalizations for respiratory diseases, and worsening heart disease. Ash and debris from burned homes and buildings also expose people to toxic chemicals and heavy metals. Other natural disaster that has been worsening due to climate change, and we have seen its effects here in the United States, is hurricanes and storms. There is a solid scientific agreement that hurricanes are becoming more powerful. Hurricanes are complicated, but one of the most important aspects in determining how strong a hurricane gets is the ocean surface temperature, because warmer water gives more energy to feed storms. Ocean water temperature is rising due to greenhouse gas emissions. In fact, according to New York Times, for every degree Celsius of warming, the air can hold about 7% more water. Because hurricanes are fueled by deep, warm water, such as that found in the Caribbean where the Atlantic hurricanes began, climate scientists have long predicted that global warming would increase the frequency of severe, devastating hurricanes. The proof came in the form of 16 natural catastrophes costing more than $1 billion in a single year in 2017, with Hurricane Harvey being the deadliest of them all. According to Scientific American, the Category 4 storm that devastated Houston and killed hundreds of people got its gigantic size and drenching rains because of climate change, which provided it with extra fuel in the form of warmer Caribbean seas. Researchers also observed that storms are moving more slowly than before. Some say a slowdown in global atmospheric circulation or global winds could be partly to blame. In a 2018 paper, Dr. James Koshin, a climate scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, found that hurricanes over the United States had slowed 17% since 1947. Combined with the increase in rain rates, storms are causing a 25% increase in local rainfall in the United States. Climate warming is expanding the zone where storms can form because warmer water helps feed them. Tropical cyclones are migrating out of the tropics and towards the subtropics and middle latitudes, according to Dr. Koshin. This could result in more storms hitting higher latitudes such as the United States or Japan. As the climate warms, researchers also say they expect storms to intensify more rapidly. Dr. Emmanuel discovered in a 2017 research based on climate and hurricane models that storms that intensified quickly are the storms that increase their wind speeds by 70 miles per hour or more in the 24 hours before landfall were uncommon from 1976 to 2005. He calculated that their chances of occurring in those years were around once every 100 years on average. He discovered that now the storms might occur once every 5 or 10 years. With hurricanes and storms, there is also a high risk for floods. Floods are increasing in frequency and intensity. Floods induced by monsoon rains killed over 1,000 people in Bangladesh, India, and Nepal around the same time Harvey, Maria, Irma, and Matthew ripped across the Western Hemisphere in 2017. Approximately one-third of Bangladesh was underwater at one point. Climate change, according to Pacific Standard, has resulted in warmer air at higher elevations, causing snow to melt and Himalayan rivers to swell. The outcome was devastating climate change-related flooding, which stunned a community that had previously seen significant monsoon flooding. In the United States, West Virginia is one of the most flood-prone states. The National Weather Service has described the magnitude and intensity of the June 2016 rain as a once-in-a-thousand-year event. Over 10 inches of rain fell, much of it within 12 to 18 hours. According to Climate Signals, a scientific information project of Climate Nexus, extreme precipitation in the United States region that includes West Virginia increased by 17% between 1958 and 2012. Extreme rainfall is a result of climate change, since warmer air contains more water, resulting in more frequent and severe rain events. Flooding also has many health effects. Flooding can cause contamination of drinking water supplies with untreated sewage or chemicals and can lead to increased waterborne diseases as warmer air and warmer temperatures cause higher levels of microbial contamination. Natural disasters are unavoidable aspect of life on Earth to some extent, but experts do not believe they are caused directly by climate change. However, a warming globe creates the conditions that increases the likelihood of catastrophic weather occurrences. More frequent and intense weather events have long-term consequences that endanger the basic life support systems on which we rely: clean air, water, food, shelter, and security, in addition to the deaths and injuries they cause in the immediate term. We must take action to cut greenhouse gas emissions in order to avoid even more disastrous climate change effects on our health, the well-being of our communities, and the future of our children. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Climate Change. Be sure to tune into next episode where I discuss how climate change is affecting the biodiversity of our planet.